This is NPR.
Thanks, Allison. Police have started to allow some traffic to pass through New York City's Times Square this morning. The area was cordoned off following a small explosion close to a U.S. Army recruiting center in the early hours of today. Police say an improvised explosive device caused minor damage to the center. They're still investigating the incident. No injuries were reported. Witnesses staying at a hotel in the area said they heard a big bang and could feel the building shake. And they said a large plume of smoke was also visible after the explosion. Department of Homeland Security is investigating, although they say at this time there is no suggestion of terrorism or an imminent threat. The U.S. House of Representatives has passed a bill to require private health insurers to provide the same level of benefits for mental illness as for all other ailments. Here's NPR's Julie Rovner with more.
It was the first time the House has mustered the votes for a so-called mental health parity bill. The Senate has passed several versions over the years, but it came with plenty of doubters, including members like Republican Dave Camp of Michigan.
This bill will place an unprecedented number of mandates on insurers and employers, which will increase the costs of health insurance for working Americans.
But the bill had considerable Republican backing, too, from members like Pennsylvania's Tim Murphy, a former child psychologist.
This is a cost-saving measure. This is more than just a compassionate measure. I speak as someone who has treated the mentally ill all my professional life for 25 years.
House sponsors must now reconcile their measure with a more narrow bill passed by the Senate.
That's NPR's Julie Rovner reporting. Federal drug regulators have discovered that a recalled drug that thins the blood has been linked to at least 19 deaths. The drug is called heparin, and its raw components are made in China. Regulators say heparin may have contained a fake ingredient that caused hundreds of serious side effects. Officials say at this point they're not sure if the counterfeit ingredient got there intentionally as an act of fraud or just by accident. When initial warnings came out about the drug, its distributor pulled it from the shelves in a series of recalls that wrapped up last week. Colombian leaders today are trying to quell fears of a war with Venezuela or Ecuador. Colombia's vice president says he sees no risk of military aggression, despite the fact that yesterday Venezuela deployed tanks and air and sea forces towards the Colombian border. Venezuela says it's a defensive move after a weekend raid by Colombia, during which a rebel leader was killed inside Ecuador. The Organization of American States said yesterday that Colombia had violated international law, but stopped short of condemning Bogota for the action. Colombia has apologized to Ecuador for crossing the border, but said the incursion was necessary because its troops came under fire from inside the country. Finally, a rare photograph of Helen Keller and her teacher Anne Sullivan has surfaced nearly 120 years after it was taken. The photo was shot in 1888 on Cape Cod. It shows an 8-year-old Helen sitting outside in a chair holding Sullivan's hand, and with the other hand, she's holding a doll. Experts say it could be the earliest photo of the two women together and the only one that shows the blind and deaf girl with a doll, which was the first word Keller spelled for Sullivan. The photo was discovered in an album belonging to a man whose mother was a childhood friend of Helen Keller on Cape Cod. That's the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.